Again, the law of the Lord leaves us speechless before God. If people think that they're going to slide in somehow and they hear the law, God has written the law of the Lord on our hearts. When we speak, the Spirit is telling them, their conscience is telling them, what they are saying is the truth, and they're left silence. We bring them to the cross of Jesus Christ. We say, you know what? What's your name? Bill? Bill, you've just admitted to me you're a liar, you're a thief, an adulterer at heart, you have to stand before a holy God. You've already told me that you know you're guilty. You know that you're going to hell. God does not want you to go to hell. And that's why he sent Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the only one to fulfill the law. And because he fulfilled the law, he did not have to pay the penalty for his soul. But he's able to pay it for you. And he went to the cross for you. And this is why. Because you're standing before God and you're convicted, all 10 counts, you're guilty. Say you're in a court of law in the human realm. $500 speeding fine, the judge says. He says to me, Brad, you pay the fine or you go to jail. And I'm like, I don't have it. I don't have the money. And he says, you're going to jail. Someone I don't even know walks up, writes a check for $500, gives it to the judge, and the judge says, Brad, you go free. And I'm like, what, did you change your mind? He says, no. Because I'm a good judge, I don't change my verdict. The law has been fulfilled. In a similar way, Jesus Christ comes to those on Judgment Day, stands beside them for all who repent, trust in him for the forgiveness of their sins, for salvation, saving them from the fires of hell, trusting in Jesus Christ alone, not on anything they've done, but on Jesus Christ alone. And on that day, the judge will say, Brad, you're guilty all 10 counts. You either pay it, it's the only option, because you've already broken the law, and the law says you're going to hell. I'm bankrupt. I don't have anything in order to pay, in order for me to get out of prison, in order for me to get out of hell for eternity, and Jesus Christ does. It's in a sense that he has it in his bank account, that he writes a check on my behalf, gives it to the judge, and the judge says, you go free. It's an awesome thing. And it's available for everyone. Doesn't matter what you've done in the past. It's available for everybody.